Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Campus Conflict Resolution Services here on Blog Talk Radio. We are your hosts, Asha
and Edwin.
For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, Edwin and I are active students and members of the CCRS program at Durham College, located in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada.
CCRS stands for Campus Conflict Resolution Services, hence the show name, and is composed of other students enrolled in the Mediation Alternative Dispute Resolution Program.
CCRS has been designed to offer free and confidential mediation services to our community members. It is our goal to help everyone with conflict. Today, Edwin and I are going to be talking to you about a very important topic, self-care.
Self-care is a technique you can use to take care of yourself mindfully, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Most people associate self-care with being selfish. Oh my God, how could you take the time to read a book when you have so much to do? The fact of the matter is that to-do list is going to be never-ending. You're going to have tasks to complete until the day you die. And if you do not take care of yourself, you'll never be able to stay calm while completing them.
You may not even be able to complete them properly if you are not running at your full speed or your full potential. This is where your self-care techniques come into play. Stress. It is a horrible feeling to have and is the sole reason we need self-care in our lives. Stress releases a hormone called cortisol, which is not good. Our body reacts to cortisol in three ways. We can help reduce or stop it, we can burn it off with physical activity, or we can induce the relaxation response with proper mental control.
Regular self-care can reduce the impact of cortisol and stress on our bodies. Stress comes from a wide range of sources. These sources are known as stressors.
So stressors can include relationships, work-related issues, study dynamics, and school workload, coping with illness, life changes, everyday tasks, positive events such as weddings, and just juggling many different tasks at once. There are several symptoms which can come from these stresses, such as irritability, bad sleep habits, anxiety, back and neck pain, headaches, increase in blood pressure, changes in appetite, skin breakouts, chest pains, lower immune systems, and so much more.
So we have some tips for stress management. And the first one includes identifying your stressors. And
so each one of us would have an idea what causes us stress. Is it, you know, rushing to get a term paper ready in time, rushing to get, you know, a project done, or having to do something that you want to include in your daily, you know, routine and you can't? Those are some stresses. Each one of us can identify what is stressful for us.
The second one is regular exercise, because while you're doing this exercise, it helps take your mind off the stress, and it also helps build up your body. And it's not just a physical thing. It could be mental. It could be psychological. It is very beneficial for, like, your overall health, and it is good to manage what you're going through in life that is bothering you.
Eat and sleep well. That's another point. We all have so much to do in a given day. We don't take time to eat and eat well, and we always think we sleep sometime later. If we don't sleep at regular times, our body misses that and then causes us to be more irritable.
The next one is making time for your family and friends, because this also helps you it takes your mind off everything that goes on, the struggles that go on with your life, and you're able to relate with people that know you and are related to you, and it's a wonderful thing to go through, especially on weekends, on days when you don't have school or other things to do that keep you occupied, and it is good to help manage the struggles that you have every day.
Problem-solving techniques. So we need to kind of make a to-do board of when we can do it, when we can time our schedules so that we don't have anything, everything bunching up at the same time to cause us even more stress.
Another one is learning calming techniques. This could include, for example, being able to breathe in and breathe out and just sitting back and being comfortable and relaxing and just letting your mind go off everything that is going on, which helps keep you calm and be in a good enough mind to go on to the next phase of your day.
Assertiveness training and communication skills. This is something we all need to do because sometimes we put our hands up to take on everything that's being asked of us without thinking of how it's going to impact our lives. So we need to be able to say, you know, I really would like to help, but right now I can't. Or, you know what, I'll do this the next time around. Today and this week, I really don't have the time to put to it. So I really don't think I'll do such a good job. So if we are assertive and we can communicate these things, we won't feel that we are being dumped on.
Is there negative thinking impacting your stress? Maybe it is time that you might want to learn how to get over this thinking and be more positive and get rid of all the negative energy that might be affecting you, because it is what contributes a lot to your stress.
Being students of a healthcare profession, it is very important for us to understand the many different stresses, be able to identify them, be able to recognize their symptoms, and to know how to combat them. These skills, however, are beneficial to everyone.
A very common calming technique, which
Asha
just touched upon this subject, is breathing techniques. Anxious breathing is when someone breathes too quickly and too shallow, and basically they're not getting enough oxygen, and this causes the brain to freak out. Hence, we get more anxious. This is why breathing techniques are so important.
Gaining control of your breathing involves both slowing down your heart rate and changing your style of breathing. There are 5 steps to develop better breathing habits. This technique is called pranayama. It's a very ancient technique and has been used for years, and it's been proven to be so beneficial. So the first step is
sit in a comfortable chair or lay on a bed. The second step, take a breath for about 4 seconds and through the nose if it's possible.
Then hold the breath for 2 seconds and then release it through the nose.
Release the breath slowly over 6 seconds. Again, like Asha said, the nose is better, and then take a slight pause.
Practice, practice, practice. These breathing techniques are not going to become easy to us, not going to come easy to us because we're so used to rushing through everything, including our eating. So we need to really give ourselves a 5-minute break and sit down in a place where we can be by ourselves and slowly then breathe. And let go and breathe. And on this note, if you stay tuned to Blog Radio, next Tuesday we will be coming up and we will take you through a very wonderful journey of guided imagery where you will be incorporating not only the breathing techniques but how to close your eyes and be transported into a magical space for 5 minutes, 10 minutes at a time. So we look forward to you tuning in to us and hearing more about guided imagery.
So to recap, self-care is not selfish. It is vital to succeed to full potential in our everyday lives. Self-care is beneficial in multiple ways, including the mind, body, and spirit. It is important to know what stresses you have, what sources of stress you have in your daily lives, how they affect you, and how you can fight them. Proper breathing is one of the most effective and easiest calming techniques to learn. Finally,
deep, slow breaths in and out through your nose is the best kind of calming breathing, and it does not cost you anything at the health store. So don't forget, CCRS offers free and confidential mediation services to help us guide you out of your conflict fog and into the light. Email us. We want to help. Our contact information is written on today's show description. So we are hosts Asha
and Edwin
signing off. And remember, when you speak, you're only repeating what you already know. But if you listen, you may learn something new. Bye.